Our gospel lesson is found in the gospel according to Luke, the 21st chapter, beginning at verse 36. Beginning at verse 25. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distressed among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then Jesus told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves that and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of our Lord. When I was a child, it's one of these children who suffered from tonsillitis all of the time. Got it at least once a year. And I had a pediatrician who didn't believe in removing tonsils. He kept assuring my mom that I would grow out of it, which I ultimately did. But because of the tonsillitis, I was also one of these children that was not afraid of the doctor or afraid of shots. In fact, shots were my friend. I knew that once I got that shot, I was bound to feel better. And so I would eagerly go to the doctor's office and wait for them to get me. However, I did appreciate getting a heads up from the doctor that the shot was coming. You know, they would say, there's going to be a little sting, you're going to feel a little prick, I'm really sorry that we have to hurt you. And I appreciated it because it let me know what to expect. I mean, imagine sitting in the doctor's office and my mom and my pediatrician are speaking to each other, and then the nurse quietly walks in and stabs me. I mean, talk about traumatic experience. And so I was happy for the heads up because it gave me an opportunity to make myself prepared. There's value in being warned. It gives us a chance to be aware and to make ourselves ready. In today's gospel passage, we hear a type of heads up from Jesus. He said, there will come a time when it will seem as though the world is falling apart. The forces of nature will be in an uproar. People all over the world will be in a panic. It will feel as though everything is out of control and all is lost and everything is doomed. In essence, he gave his disciples a heads up and encouraged us to know the signs of the times. He said, just as you see a tree and its leaves begin to appear, we know that the spring is here and summer is coming. In the same way, when we see these signs of the times, we know that the kingdom of God is drawing near. But interestingly enough, it is not a time to be afraid or to give up, or to run away, or to lose faith, or to let go of our moral compass, or to let go of our values, or to be something we are not meant to be in Christ. Instead, we are to dare to stand in hope. Dare to stand in hope and keep hold of the faith. Psalm 25 encourages us to trust in God and hold on to God's unchanging hand. You see, there's so many things that begs us to trust it. You know, trust in this, trust in that, trust in something else. But all of those things are temporary. And yet God is our refuge and our strength. God is the one who is sure and here always. God is trustworthy, faithful, and will always be there when we call. And so we stand in hope and we keep the faith. And we ask the Lord to teach us his ways, to guide us in the ways we should go, because our hope is not in all these other things, but our hope is in God. And so, Lord, teach us how we are to go. Teach us how we are to live. Teach us what we are to hold fast to. Teach us where we are to go. Daring to stand in hope, we do so, especially during these turbulent times, because we know that Jesus is coming, and so we want to be ready. We don't want to be unprepared. I had the children stand around the communion table. When we celebrate communion, it is an act of remembrance. It's not a memorial as though we're remembering someone who was and is no more. But when we eat the bread and taste the juice, and today I encourage you, when you get the bread and the juice, take a moment and actually taste it. Taste the bread. Taste how sweet the juice is. For when we do that, we are reminded of just how good God is. And that this table, this communion, it's just a foretaste of the feast of love. That's what we're going to say in our communion liturgy in just a moment. It's just a foretaste of the feast of love of which we shall partake when Christ has fully come. Therefore, we can have hope today, knowing that Christ has not abandoned or forgotten us. For as the hymn says, we have a friend in Jesus, in whom we can give all of our cares and sorrows and worries and anxieties and fears and troubles to. He is able to strengthen and keep us even in our weakest moments. He will encourage and inspire us. And because of him, we are forgiven and have been received as God's very own. Therefore, in the gospel passage, in the bottom of the Luke passage that I read earlier, one of the greatest things to do during the season of Advent is to pray. To pray. Pray for wisdom to understand the times that we are in. Pray for faith to trust God when we don't understand anything. Pray for strength to live in hope. It's not easy being people of hope. Pray for strength to do so. And ask God to guide you in what is right, so that we will live a life that is pleasing to the Lord, a life in which we are loving God with our whole being and our everything, and we're loving our neighbors as ourselves, a life where we are serving others and trying to make the life of those around us better, a life where we speak out against evil and we stand up for justice, a life where we are striving every single day every single moment to let the light of Christ shine through us. My brothers and sisters, this is the beginning of the season of Advent. It's a time of waiting. How appropriate it is then that we wait in prayer as we dare to stand in hopeful expectation of our Lord's appearing. For indeed he is coming. We may not know when, we may not know where or how, but he is coming. And so may our hearts be open with that prayer, come, Lord Jesus, come. Amen. Let us pray together. Oh, holy God, we thank you. We thank you, O God, that even in the midst of turmoil, in the midst of challenges, in the midst of strife, that you remain our refuge and our strength. We pray, O Lord, that you will strengthen and heal and guide us, O God, and give us hope and give us love, give us peace, and grant us comfort. May we find what we need most in you. That through you, O Lord, we will go out into the world to be your light, speaking words of hope and truth and love with those who have yet to know you. We pray this, O God, in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.